Welcome to the Full Money Radio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:53 British Summer Time. Today is September 22nd. Stock markets in Europe today were a bit easier, and particularly those of Germany and Switzerland. We've had a bit of rock and roll in those markets, pretty much all of the European markets over the last few days. There were key reversals on a number of them on Friday. They were countermanded on Monday in the vast majority of cases, but today's pullback, particularly in Germany and in Switzerland. Switzerland in particular has now moved to a move below Friday's lows. So that is increasingly looking like it is encountering resistance at the upper side of the range. The FTSE, which also had a key reversal on Friday, has held its gain from Monday that bit better. It was only down 0.4% in here today. But there is a general condition of overextension. A lot of these markets are a bit overbought in the short term. We continue to see that the Dow and the S&P are really quite steady at the upper side of their ranges. But given the downward dynamics that we're seeing in Europe, there is still the possibility that we're going to see some further volatility at the upper side of the range. Elsewhere, where markets have really outperformed in no uncertain terms in Asia and in Latin America, we continue to see them making new highs and holding on to their gains in really quite impressive form. Nevertheless, an increasing number of Asian markets in particular are becoming overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages and are looking increasingly likely to have some form of pause and consolidation following what has been an incredibly positive last few months. In the precious metal markets today, silver in particular was very firm. Having been really quite weak yesterday, it was up by 53 cents in here today. It's less than 40 cents now away from its 2008 high, and it continues to extend this powerful breakout from the almost year-long trading range, and it continues to look like it has further to go on the upside. This was also a relatively positive day for the precious metal complex generally, with palladium up 17, platinum up 20, and gold up just under $5. It's creeping in on this $1,300 level and has been eking out positive gains on consecutive days and has remains in a relatively consistent advance. Elsewhere in the commodities sector, oil was a little bit weaker in here today. Although it was really well off the high, the high of the day was in the $76 region and it finished around $74.63. So this volatile environment that we continue to see in oil, which has been rather directionless at the lower side of this range for much of the last month, continues. The natural gas price, which has been up one day and down the next, was a little bit more positive in here today, and it continues to hold around this $4 level. In the grain and bean complex, soybeans was probably the firmest of the lot today. It was up 8 cents and held the impressive gains that it put in earlier on this week. Corn was a little bit easier, but continues to hold above the $5 level, and the wheat price remains above the $7 level and remains relatively steady there. Elsewhere in soft commodities, the sugar price was a bit firmer in here today. Coffee was a little bit weaker. Lumber is limit up today for a second consecutive day. It's up to $242 now. It tends to trade limit really rather a lot, and it's a fairly big contract, but it does look like it's going to head higher. And the industrial complex generally was fairly firm in here today. The copper price was up 9 cents, so pushing back above the 350 cent level again. Both nickel and zinc were also in positive territory. The probably stealer of the action here today was the treasury markets. The German Bund and UK gilt were both stronger by a full point. The gilt actually up by almost 1.5 points, and US Treasuries firmer by over a half a point. They have all had a deeper pullback following what had been a remarkably consistent advance all the way through to the end of August. And They were short-term oversold and are now starting to bounce. And in the case of something like Treasuries, even though it had this much bigger reaction, it did find support at the first area of potential support. So it's held on to this, well, it found support at the round number of 130, which marked the upper side of the last range. So the staircase step sequence uptrend that was in evidence prior to this bigger pullback remains intact. The 130 area is an obvious area of support, and it is oversold in the short term. Now, if the bearish case is going to be sustained, then it will need to encounter resistance somewhere below or in the region of the high, which is close to 137. And I don't believe that there's any particular reason to doubt that it's going to do that, given the way markets are performing right now. The fact that we're seeing that treasuries are firming a bit and that stock markets are encountering a little bit of resistance at the upper side of their ranges, it would appear to be very much the two halves of the same trade. So this risk on, risk off again volatility that we've seen over the really for most of the year remains very much intact. It's certainly not really affecting the commodities in here at the moment, and they seem to be marching to their own tune. The dollar was also quite a bit softer in here today, particularly against the euro, where the euro was stronger by 1.25 cents. But it was it's also been really quite weak against just about everything except the yen, and the yen was also firmer in here today. So we've had treasuries and the yen firming in here. So there is a little bit of profit taking, and they are looking at some of these markets that were a little bit oversold in the very short term. Now, a lot of people are starting to look at the yen and say, well, it had this huge downward dynamic against the dollar, or the dollar had a big upward dynamic against it last week, and it hasn't had any additional follow through. If you were a fly on the wall and you wanted to actively participate in the currency markets from the perspective of the Bank of Japan, you'd probably hit the market hard first and soften it up a little bit and let some of those shorts get put back on and let the currency strengthen once more before hitting it again. And I suspect that is probably what they're going to do. So in the very short term, there's a chance that they're going to allow the yen to strengthen once more, but they're more than likely going to hit it once more to reiterate the fact that they are going to defend this 82 yen area, and it's currently in the region of 84.50. So we're not that far off of it, but they may wait to see whether it's going to be retested before intervening in the market once more. Given the fact that we have very much a two-tier world at the moment, where you have Asia and commodity-producing Latin America outperforming in no uncertain terms, where their primary concern is dealing with really quite impressive growth and inflationary pressures. And that chart that David posted yesterday of global industrial production is really quite interesting, because that hasn't been pushed higher by industrial production in the US or much of Europe. Obviously, Northern Europe, and particularly Germany, are exceptions to that, but the major population centers of the world are growing at an impressive pace, and the performance of consumer-related sectors right across the Asian region, and particularly in the big population centers, is an unmistakable indication that the investment theme that is really starting to capture imaginations is the growth of the global middle class, which is obviously the result of the greatest urbanization in history. Particularly markets like Indonesia, or indeed Malaysia, or the Philippines, or Thailand, and increasingly India, are becoming overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages. The higher they go, the more likely it is that they're going to have a pullback and consolidation towards their means, which we define by the 200-day moving average. There's nothing has really happened to question whether that's about to happen, but we can't be too surprised when we do see downward dynamics. And if we see that on a common basis where they occur across a large number of markets on the same day or within a couple of days of each other, then that will be an indication that we've hit a medium-term peak for some of those really impressively performing markets. In the meantime, developed markets appear to be encountering some resistance in the upper side of their ranges. And provided they can hold at least half of their recent advances, then we can probably continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.